Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby? Yer.
It's your boy, Mr. Nolly, and you're now tuned in to Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, Nolly! Whoa, whoa!
Yo, 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 we back. It's your boy, Enigma September. Feel my man Los Lauren in the building. What's good, Brozy?
Yeah, everything good.
Yeah. So what y'all just heard was my man Aston Martin with Sliding. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out my man Aston. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, my man's lost his grandma a couple of days ago. You know what I mean? But on the flip, he also dropped a new video. You know what I'm saying? So come with the good and the bad. So peace and blessings to him and his wife and his family in regards to the passing of his grandma. You know what I'm saying? But big up to the video, bro. I see you. So speaking of, we got a couple of devs. We got to start off. Starting off bad. What up, Joe? See my man Joe in the building, YouTube Live. What's going on with you? First of all, RIP the Fifth Ward Webby. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. New Orleans Bounce legend. Y'all think he'll sound like to the new No Limit. That new. Mm-hmm. not the original, but the new Low Limit. But yeah, man's passed away, man. So RIP to him. As well as Ray Shemmert, you know what I'm saying? They stepfather, you know what I'm saying, got killed by they half bro. You know what I mean? That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I think they was in Mississippi. I think the boys from Mississippi originally. And yeah, they got the bro in custody, man. So yeah, RIP. So just get out of the way, man. It's life what it is, you know what I'm saying? We made it 2020. The fight is to make it to 2021, you know what I'm saying?
All facts.
Hey. Oh, shoot. About to lose my phone and my marbles.
Don't do that. The worst thing you can do. Hey, yo, Jays. The worst thing I did for 2019 was to drop my phone in the water in Thailand.
Bro, yeah. Now, let it be known. My man just came straight from Thailand, bro. Man got the jet lag still, you know what I'm saying?
You already know.
No, you got your in the water?
Dog, I dropped it. Because it was waist high. I had my polo shorts on. I dropped it. Did it hit the dick? I said, oh!
Right.
And then I thought it would be good, but it was all bad. Yeah.
Damn, all bad. Bro.
$1,087.81.
Somewhere in the Indian Sea.
No, I had to come back and pay for that. Here.
No.
It was all bad. No bueno.
We wasn't ready.
No bueno. The lady was looking at me like, what? And then I lost my wallet.
Bro,
while over there too.
You having a whole hangover joint, bro. A hangover 4? What's going on?
it was fun though, but I mean it was bad too as well. You know, yeah. It was fun though.
We gonna get to the fun parts, cause I ain't never in my life even think about going to Thailand.
Man,
it was
I got like 2 hours worth right off this one trip. no BS.
So yeah, we gonna what else? It's even more deaf. Low key. It was announced, man. Mac Miller, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
He's dropping a new album, Circles, a posthumous album. Dropping January 20th. So y'all look out for that. They dropped a video yesterday, actually. You know what I mean? It was a pretty dope video or whatever. So yeah. So shout out to Mac Miller, man. Keeping the legacy alive.
Did you see it? It was
the video? Yeah. It was one of them trippy videos. It was long. It was like six minutes.
Oh, okay.
I felt kind of bad because I was I was vibing, but mm-hmm. also kind of like, all right, when does it end? Cause
I get it. I understand. Yeah.
But it's really, it kind of put me in the lane of, made me think of Childish Gambino.
Okay.
It's like something Childish Gambino. But it was still Mac Miller. It was definitely Mac Miller vibes. So, and the song was dope. You know what I'm saying? Real melodic. Is that right? Melodic.
She got you.
She got me. Baby got me.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. But no, so it was dope, man. So y'all can check that out on YouTube after you finish watching the live, which is available at youtube.com/unique.myself927. Anyway, so let's get into the shenanigans. One of the main shenanigans that popped off was my man Lil Boosie, badass. So apparently Boosie, who I think was in Tallahassee the other night.
He ain't come through to the show. He didn't come to In The Mix last night. He wasn't up there. I was up there.
The word? Man.
He didn't come up there.
Flow. So apparently, he still made a splash. So my man's got caught at a game, at a basketball game.
Uh-oh.
With some Kappa gear. Like authentic K Kappa, the red and the crimson and the cream.
What set did he have on?
That I don't know. Look, I just saw the KAY, the Kappa Apple. Like Psy, Kappa Apple Psy.
That's what. So what they had to say?
I don't know.
That was bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk about that.
Everybody was like, y'all really gonna step up to Boosie? Y'all already danced to Wipe Me Down. Y'all already do the shimmy. I am not about to do the shimmy live on air.
They not gonna talk to me.
Because I'm not like Boosie that. Badass. Y'all not finna get me.
I'm gonna keep it real. Boosie, so much of G. That's a backdoor conversation that they gonna have. And just to wash it out. Like, yo, you had our shit on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what it is. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know they can't.
Yeah. Nah.
It's not going to be that situation up here.
I mean, the man literally been to prison for murder. I mean,
I was in the spot at the end of the mix joint. The nigga was like, yo, you in the background. You the only person with the big bottle of champagne. You a shooter. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I rap.
Right.
And that's what I do.
That's
what I do. And that's exactly what it is. And I had to call Big AD over, you know, AD on the suit.
Get
your man. He's talking crazy.
You wild.
Yeah. And that's it.
Y'all got to relax out there, bro.
Yeah.
Got to relax. I ain't even get out. Shout out to Dimp. Today is Dimp week. Yeah, Dimp his props, man. Get his applause. That's like a Dimp for Dimp week. You know what I mean? Holding it down.
But I will say this. Dimp, I wish you would give a little bit more light to a lot of the incoming artists that's over here. Mm. I think you could be the conduit. It's been a lot of people that's been hustling for a long time. Right. I've been on your mixtapes for how long?
Right.
You know me. So, you know. Like we said, I seen your watch. I brought the watch out, the big Uranus out. Yeah, you seen what it was?
let it be known. Just
we can help each other and get on.
Yeah.
But you know, it has to be teamwork. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their place to play, you know, and just let us work.
We got a lot of people that really, you know what I'm saying, have been saying that for a minute, you know what I mean? Like, I guess to be fair in the sense, like, what could he do though? You know what I mean? Like, what could he do to make it where it's like, all right, I'm gonna put the city on?
You shed that light. Like, when I seen him at the spot, I was like, yo, you got the watch on. Do I need to go home and put my watch on?
Right. Like, do I gotta sound like you?
Then he put his watch under his sleeve.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, just keeping it real, just being real.
Yeah.
Like, we all here to help each other. As another black man to another black man, let's help each other. Let's get on. Can we get paper together? And that's all like, I got
to
say.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just not necessarily just putting a platform, but actually trying to get this money.
Yes.
Money circulating.
We it's not no envy, no nothing. Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Let's get it rocking, you know? They can't stop us. We have talent. We got, come on, let's
definitely
go do it.
Definitely got talent, bro. That's why I can say never, but just to understand, like, we definitely got talent in the city. We got people, you know what I'm saying, killing in different ways and avenues or whatever. So, yeah, to think that you only got a couple that ever popped off, you know what I mean? One majorly, shouts out to Pain, but other than that, it's...
They asked me that This Is 50. I went over there. They was like, yo, what's going on? In Tallahassee, T-Pain. I was like, he's not the only one.
Right.
But the problem is we don't help each other in this area to get to the next level.
Word.
And that's the problem. You know what I mean? Now, V89, all y'all niggas, y'all always help me out. But it's certain other people that they don't want to help. Yeah.
I find it crazy is that, you know what I'm saying, not a two... my own horn, you know what I'm saying? Because
help me out. I always play.
You know what I'm saying? I play a little small part in anything.
Look, the wife, you know, she knows my show. But yeah.
But yeah, I feel like it's kind of crazy because the avenue open, but you know what I'm saying? I don't see people running through it. It's just a small avenue. We ain't even got much, but it's just like, yo, we got it open. You know what I mean?
Nah, you have a lot because it's authentic.
Word.
That's the difference. Word. Authentic.
Yeah. We keep
that's what it is.
Keeps it real in the field. No. Didn't say grill and got to me already. I'm wilding.
No, but it's authentic. You know what I'm saying? You allow people, like, even though I was 10 minutes late, like, I'm going to hold you down. Boom.
Yeah, there ain't nothing, bro. Ain't nothing. I'm just glad you will. I'll be honest with you. Shit. I was like, damn, I'm going to have to try to figure this thing out.
No. You know? That's
what it is. All right, so what we got? So speaking of gangsters out here wilding, the baby, I announced the baby I got arrested in Miami last week. But he's out now. And apparently, even though the Miami joints is still holding the charges that he had in Dallas, which was the reason why they was holding him here in Florida, those charges have been dropped. So the baby just got to realize he just can't punch up everybody. I mean, I get that's the street, but you can lose some money behind trying to.
Also, this is not a game where you could be too official anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime you open your mouth. You going to jail, you know what I mean?
Word.
Like, I could poke you, like, right now. Bam. Ah! Oh, my God, he assaulted me.
Right,
like,
right.
You just have to think about those things. And people looking for a come-up.
Yeah,
so
that's
what it
is.
You have to look for that.
That's
exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I crashed the red drop. The nigga hit me for $30,000.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
I was mad as fuck. I was like, "Man, I could have just kidnapped and killed the person."
Right.
I can say it on camera now because it's real. But
yeah,
but like I could just kidnap and
put him under a tree and
yeah. But she was like, "No, don't."
Yeah, I remember. You said, "Man, I was trying to hit you, bro. That's crazy." Like you said.
Because they see me in the drop top. Like, right. Young nigga, all right, you got the jewelry on, you in the drop. Yeah, that's how they try to hit me.
Mm-hmm. You got to relax, bro. Y'all got to relax out there trying to come up on people.
Stop
bro.
It, man. I rap. I go to work every day.
Right.
Rapper.
That's what happened. That's it. That's all we got. That's it. All right, what we got? We got,
But yo, I'm not going to clown you.
Yeah.
Listen, we got to get a tape together.
All right.
Everybody got to get taped together. They know who they watching. You know what it is. Oh. You know, all our squad, we got to get the tape together.
I be ready, bro.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What up? Y'all, hey.
You know, Slim Shady, he got to come. He know who he is. He got to come. He got to come. Right, JC.
Yeah.
You gotta get a tape together.
Yeah.
Why not?
Matter of fact, I'm at JC even pop up here. Where you at, bro?
We gotta get a tape together. Because
at?
All of us is nice.
Right.
So why not do a tape together?
I'm with it.
And I would like to I think it would be a very dope tape if we got together.
No doubt. I mean I don't even doubt that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what we got? We got so we'll get that together. Y'all watch. I try to tell y'all I still rap. Y'all been told y'all.
He's still nice.
I still rap, bro.
Huh?
I'm still out here putting. Anyway, we got City Girls, man. City Girls, they finally got getting their stuff together. You know what I'm saying? They dropped the cover, magazine cover of the day. They about to hit this press run. JT looking right.
Might get in trouble
though. Yeah, I might get in trouble. I'm only for TV.
Look.
Only for TV. Felicia might have me out for the streets. Felicia, he for the streets now. No. But anyways.
She gave you that look. She like, I'm trying to say. I was like,
yo.
No.
I mean, she got the yamage.
Please,
I can't touch the yamage.
Let him pass.
I'll just
Please.
I'm just recognizing.
Please. Yeah.
Anyway, JT belongs to Stess anyway, so I can't do nothing. That's his new crush. So that's up my man Stess. But now, so they doing their press runs, so shout out to them. Speaking of two women tandems, another crazy shenanigans that was popping off. Apparently 2 days ago was R. Kelly's birthday. Yeah.
He wasn't looking too good.
Nasty man. Nasty man was still locked up. He's still in the city, ain't he? You know, in NY. But apparently, while he locked up on his birthday, his two ex-girlfriends, one was Azalea Carey, Azalea, And I forgot the other chick, other name. But anyway, yeah, Joe. Yeah, one of the city girls got pregnant. She, yeah, Miami looking thick. She was looking. Yo, Miami with the yams.
Oh, jeez. Honestly, and maybe you could talk to me about this. I be looking at my check. So yeah. I'm like, no, she looking good, but damn, my check.
Right. Jeez. Oh, no. Hey, it's all about the money. Hey, and yeah, but you got to be careful because city girls, they talking about scamming. So they go. Exactly. So it looked nice, but.
It's no dice on that.
Right.
No.
Mm-mm. Come up with your gold card missing, bro. Your black card missing. Like, what happened? Matter of fact, the card won't be missing. They just hijacked the info and just go on a run.
That's a whole nother topic for no whole nother conversation. Like, at the end of the day, it's a lot of good dudes out here, so they ain't looking for that.
You know right, right.
So if you perpetuating that, like, what are you trying to fish for? You're not looking for that good guy.
Nah, but I think I can't rock with it, you know what I'm saying, personally, but I think the ideal is you young, you know what I mean? So get it in while you can, get these niggas while you can, and then you'll figure whatever. But you set up that whole image of yourself, so by the time you wash, nobody gonna wanna fuck with you, because you're thinking like, yo, you gonna try to get me.
All facts.
You know what I mean? So, dang. Make your own bed, basically, at the end of the day.
Unfortunately, they don't realize what they're doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the yams. The yams. Oh, let me see. What else we got? But yeah, man. Apparently, R. Kelly, little girlfriend's, emphasis on little, sick man, got into a fight live on IG. And then the one... I guess that parents was trying to get her. Yeah. Like, she basically straight up snitched and said R. Kelly told him to lie about everything. That the whole, what's Oprah girlfriend named? Gail. The Gail interview was a sham, all of that. So, yeah, man. God don't like ugly. Never. Yeah. So, when you're out here acting a fool, that's what happens. Yeah, so, they ain't got no sympathy for Kells, man. They ain't gonna front. I still like the songs.
He had his time, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, but as far as him as a man, ain't no sympathy, bro. I got a daughter. Fuck that nigga.
No. I can respect that.
Yeah. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get into the next track. Yeah, actually, we're gonna go ahead and pop out this interview, bro. Let me see. So I gotta see what song we actually got set up. What I got for y'all? All right, next track. All right, no, my man Tarif. You know what I'm saying? I'm repping my man Tarif with his 3807. Yeah, Tarif Knockout. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I fuck with him, you tally.
Yeah. That's my man's. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to rock this joint. They're going to be right back. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby?
Local rapper. If it's meant to be, then it's up to me. Let's look around. As you see, ain't no I in team to save you now. Word on the street is you got some beef. Let's milk the cow. I grab some cutlery. No disrespect allowed. Man, you don't know struggles. Some nights I had them stomach growls. My girl, insecurities from all the ones I plowed. Became a distant memory, faded with chemistry. Superstar trajectory, this really elementary. Y'all niggas stick to finger paint. I've been the one like when your finger wave. Tried to put you on, bro, goddamn you late. Goddamn you late. It's no days off, I barely took a break. Now it's niggas that I hoop with, trying to make it in music. Kinda find this amusing, they claim they sick, no mucus. Ha, I dream lucid, this lifestyle's exclusive. Mute these haters in my mentions, wanna lie, do it. Man, it's daily when I face the Kaaba. It's therapeutic, now I'm feeling like the Dalai Lama. Flipping through pages of this freedom and exile, this extraterrestrial. I'm coming off the scully like them X-Files. I got this world in my hands, sit back as I mold a 140-pound ball of Play-Doh on my shoulders as the summer heat's on up. I swear, did I get colder? The furthest thing from anemic. Real niggas since I was fetus. Yeah. I'm built for these arenas. My rap studied on genius. Tour life is so convenient. Yeah. Easy to say, I'm just a call away. Kill myself on these tapes. Parents searching for 13 reasons. Yeah. Parents searching for 13 reasons. Kill myself on these tapes. Parents searching for 13. Yeah, 13 reasons why. Netflix, you know, y'all watch that. Tarif Knockout.
Boom, 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 and we back, Zizzy. Yeah, what's up, Hour? Yeah, it's my man Tarif Knockout. And yeah, so my man Los Lauren, aka Los Ferragamo. You know what I mean?
I can't say that ain't no more, man. I'm on a federal indictment again. God damn.
No. Fuck the feds, man.
Yeah.
Fuck Trump. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately.
So what's been good with you, bro?
Man, we've been booming though. We just dropped that new album January 3rd. Everything been looming. Double XL reached out.
Yeah.
This is 50 reached out. You know, Tallahassee, you know, V89 reached out. Everything has been going good. The craziest thing, man, is just like everything's coming back full circle.
Right.
So everything I thought I lost, it came back. But that's because, you know, hard work, God work, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
So everything been coming back. So even in the hood, like I was home for a little bit. I just went to see my mom and all that. Like they like, yo, we got you.
Right.
Da 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 da.
So where's mom's at?
Mom's in Parkchester, Bronx, Southeast Bronx.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Bronx.
177 Street, East Side, Peace City, Reride, neighborhood, how we reside.
Yo.
You know what I mean? They see me over there. I had some red on, but they was like, yo, this is still neighborhood. I say, yeah, you already know what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's Crip City right now?
Who? What?
I ain't even know.
Allegedly, I said I can't say none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right, we gonna keep on the rap. Yeah, hey. Like, honestly, yeah, if it's something about as far as NY and that aspect of it, like, I would have no idea. Like, I probably would get hemmed up. Because I want to... Like, my favorite color black, so I should be straight. I just wear all black, like, all the time.
You're just trying to stay out of trouble, you know what I mean?
But one like, thing, right now, I'm on.
But one thing is always polo. Everything I got on right now is polo.
Oh, yeah, that's always. Yo, you on a YouTube Live, you see it. You already see my man's, you know what I mean?
I said,
my man's clean.
BX, low life. My closet
clean.
Full of fresh low. Young kids see me, and they call me Dougie Fresh Low.
Woo! My man's clean. My man's clean.
To the
y'all,
t-shirt, everything.
Look.
Ayo, Chip. Ayo, Ralph. You know what it is, man. You know how I'm doing.
My man like the new AZ. Y'all ain't ready for that swag, bro.
Oh, my God.
New AZ.
Yeah.
Yo. So, honestly, bro, you know what I'm saying? I've been knowing you for a minute, but more curious about, you know what I'm saying, your come up, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like you said, coming up in NY. Like, if you can give people a breakdown what it was coming up, you know what I'm saying, as a short.
Well, saying like this, like, you had to have the bars. Like, even I tell the homies, and just flashback for what happened when I was at Big Pun's funeral. Fat Joe seen me. I say, yo, you know, I'm that dude, this and that. Da, da, da. He like, yo, shorty, what you got? He kicked the bars. He was like, oh, well, you know, keep spitting. Like, you had to be nice. It wasn't a factor of you looking good or all this other goofy stuff that's going on right now. Like,
right.
You had to be the man, and you had to hold it down. You had to be official in your neighborhood.
Right.
And unfortunately, I was the guy for my neighborhood. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So how has been, like, the whole journey? Because, I mean, seeing you come up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got videos, you dropping albums after albums.
The bounce back is hard because it's a lot of money. And, you know, certain people thought it was over for you.
Right.
But when you realize it's not over for you, they're like, oh, you're still winning.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now how you keep winning, bro? Like, what's the secret? As much as you can divulge, like, what's the secret with the winning? Because I see you winning because you stay on it. Like, if anybody I know, you stay on it, bro.
Lots of charisma, good business. You Word. Have to do good business with people. Like, at the end of the day, people respect you for doing good business. So, you know, a lot of thank yous, different things like that. They will always respect you as long as you do good business. And at the end of the day, good business is more than just smiling in people's faces. Everybody has to leave the table with something.
Word.
You know, some a few dollars.
Right.
And everything comes about like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I can co-sign because I think one thing I learned, especially like when I switched over from, you know what I'm saying, primarily just rapping, you know what I'm saying, to getting to the podcast joint, is that I realized my name popped off a lot more with the podcast joint because I had something to offer. You know what I mean? Like, because when I was spitting, you know what I'm saying, it was more like, yo, you know, need studio time, need beats, whatever, whatever. But the podcast had something I was offering. You know what I mean?
And I had a funny story I wanted to say.
Go ahead, shoot.
What's up, man?
Shoot.
My man named Perdomo.
Yeah, my man Derm. Derm, what up, man?
That nigga nasty with the bars.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Shout out to my man Derm.
When he got on that mic that one day.
Network.
We had all ciphered out. I had to take a step back, I say.
No, that's because, my man's.
Because the aggressiveness he had approached the mic with.
Word.
The tone of his vocal presence, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta go back. No. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, no, it's real. Like,
yeah, I'm the fly nigga. I get the bitches. No, I had to go back and be like, no.
No, it's real. Like, Derm, like the first time, like I knew him from high school, you know what I mean? But what really got me, but we didn't really get hooked up to rapping until like about 5 years later. But when I saw him rapping, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. Like I realized, like, Buddy got bars. I think a lot of people kind of was taken aback because he was being so aggressive. You know, nigga rap like, if you don't know, my man rap like Cookie Monster. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And he talked that way too. You know what I'm saying? Cookies is for me. Like, but when you sit there and you listen, you're like, oh shit, like this nigga saying some shit.
Except the other thing I would think, I think we probably could have illed it out if we all just put together and just said we're gonna make an album together.
True.
And I think it would have, we probably would crush the town. And we just all sat back and like, all right, you the guy to do this. You the guy to do this.
Right.
You could put together an album, and no man is above the camp. Let's make
kind of some Voltron.
Right.
Hate to say it, because for some people, but Slaughterhouse type. You know what I'm saying? Get the LLCs together.
Unfortunately.
You know what I'm saying? Just don't add the Shady Records to it. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it independent like it probably should have been.
And we would have smashed this town.
Got me thinking, bro. I mean, it ain't too late.
We still can't do it.
Yeah,
we still can't do it.
Hey, JC, what up, bro? I know, if you ain't watching, I know you listening.
I know he listening. What's... He probably gonna hit me tomorrow. Like, yo. But, you know, we could just smash this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need to do.
So I'm with it. Ain't number time opportunity, bro. All right, bet up.
Look. She know what's up.
Be like, oh. We got a whole wedding to plan while you talking about making albums and stuff.
It's hard to plan. All you got to do is put the white tux on.
I'm thinking it was that, it's supposed to be that easy.
I'm listening.
Apparently.
Hold on, we about to stop the whole thing. I'm listening. Tell me about it. Come on.
Bro.
We going to listen.
Yeah, no. You think as a man, all you need is the penguin suit and you straight.
Right?
You present the ring. Let me get the penguin suit. I'm good to go. Nah, you got to side with cakes, the cream of the cake,
wait,
the flavor of the cake. That's just the cake.
Oh, we gonna make a whole nother show on this. So check this out. I don't care what you got to say about my cake, because at the end of the day, you coming over here to eat a free cake, and you gonna be in the background, be like, you know,
no,
ES.
I don't care.
Yeah, but you know they coming. They coming to talk. They didn't have enough seasoning on the chicken. You know they coming.
Yo, you know
for
they
that.
Gonna, yeah, you're right.
It didn't have enough seasoning.
You're right.
Nah. But they didn't pay not one damn dollar.
Oh yeah, nah. I ain't worrying about
the whole
that
situation.
It's just the preparation. You know what I'm saying? Getting the venue. getting the, like, I'm just like, yo, I just wanted to put the suit on and put a ring on the finger and ride out.
I
can
just look at just how y'all interact. I ain't gonna have no problem.
No, that's my baby, man. That's my baby. I was giving up for
you drop a gun on the ground, she gonna put the clip in the thing, blah, 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 she gonna hit it back to you. That's yeah.
Yeah. No, female, that's my baby, man. Like, she hold me down. That's my piece.
And I appreciate y'all having me at the spot. Yo, trust me. Like, yeah. I can see it. I can see the whole vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So, yo, now I told my story. You gotta tell us your story, man. You over there in Thailand, like.
All right. So.
What the hell?
How
what in the hell is going on, bro?
Yeah, I'm about to get a few girls just want to shoot at me.
So. Oh, you ain't take me before to the other bitch.
Before I left out, check it out. I lost my wallet. Now,
you lost it there, or you lost it before you got there?
Before I got there,
bro. Okay.
Woo. So check it out. Just, can I be frank?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is like the real money cars, like quarter million. I lost all that shit. So now I'm on a trip. Boom. I'm cooling. I'm relaxing. I'm out here. Now, what happened was I had like $1,200 to me.
Word.
So I say, I'm going to go to the 7-Eleven because 7-Eleven is booming in Thailand. Oh,
yeah. Right.
Stupid me wants to go to 7-Eleven. But my phone is janky. I go out here. The phone died. Just before the last words I said on the phone to my mother, I said, yo, my phone about to die. I'm about to get in survival mode. I got one knife on me. I'm going to go busy. Now, I'm walking in Thailand. I'm walking up and down. I seen the military zone. Can't go up there because niggas got guns and all that shit like that. And they got the two dogs.
Right.
I walk back. The two dogs start chasing me. I man down two dogs were just stabbing.
Stabbing dogs?
Dogs.
Bro. That's free
food. No, but that's the
real thing.
I man down the two joints. I finally get back to my phone. When I get back in there, my mom like, yo, what happened? I'm like, yo, I just man down the two joints. So I'm like, it's nothing.
Bro, you took out Scooby Doo and Scrappy Doo, dog. That's fucked up, bro.
Dog, it's nothing because you got
dog.
The knife.
Scrappy
like,
Doo fucked up over there now, dog. Some homeless person got some free food over there, bro. What's good?
But. The one thing that had disenfranchised me, and I'm not going to diss my man who started the trip, but dog, you knew I was over there. I was butt naked.
Right.
You knew what time it was.
Right.
Yeah, it was what it was. And you went right to sleep. Only thing, I came back in the house after stabbing the two dogs, wiped my hands, threw the knife on the ground, and went right to the bed.
That's wild, bro. Yeah. That was the first day?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm straight. Keep my black ass over here.
I mean, we had fun, but but
I ain't trying to stab no dogs, dog. Matter of fact, I almost stabbed some two dogs last night. Come think about it.
No. But I'm on that type of time. You gotta think I'm on that type of time being prior service.
Yeah.
So it was, and I was trying to go get some water from the thing. And we, yeah,
that's wild. No, for real, I almost beat two dogs last night outside. I was outside, dog. Let me tell you, I go outside. Actually, I went to the mailbox to see if I got the shirt. You know what I'm saying? I just got the shirt, mail ordered, whatever. Shouts out to Big Ja. So I get the shirt. I'm trying to go to the mailbox. First, this little like Yorkshire dog.
That's not gonna be the one.
No, it was. He was the G. He pulled up. I'm like,
no.
So some little, I guess, fat poodle looking dog was behind him. He pulled up. He looking around, whatever. I'm like, yo, where are these dogs coming from? Like, I only see like one dog around here. Now all of a sudden there's two, and it's not the one I'm familiar with. So I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on? Right? So I got like, me and Fee got some sugar canes outside. So I pulled one of the sugar canes, try to use that bit like a bow, right? So, I get the sugar cane.
That's how I look. I said sugar cane.
That sounds like the wrong thing to be over there.
Yo,
I'm listening. I'm clicking.
So I'm like, all right. I'm thinking they're gonna see this fat ass black dude with a big ass stick in his hand. They're gonna walk off. Now the poodle dude, he kind of looked at me and then was like, all right, I don't want no problems. I don't want no smoke.
Nah, you ain't get to jugging at him.
Yeah, but he walks off. But the little Yorkie motherfucker is just barking. He coming in my yard now. He backing me down. And it's like, you know, I wasn't scared.
She laughing at us.
Yo, I ain't saying I was scared. I ain't want
to
harm
you. You wasn't scared, but you had to, you know. I was just surprised.
Mans was mad aggressive. So, but yeah, his owner came around, you know what I'm saying, got him or whatever, and everything was cool. But yeah, I almost stabbed Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo up too.
Should have lit him up. Nah, then the niggas is mad at me like, yo, why did you kill the dog? Was trying to kill me. It was pitch black. You couldn't see nothing on the street. Like, all right, so you know how you come back here. Like, you can't see nothing.
Right.
No nothing.
Get y'all dogs, man.
Yeah.
Rather you Tyler or Tallahassee. If you in a place with y'all with a T, get your goddamn dogs. Because they're going to die. We taking them out. Before we get into your joints, though, bro, and you know what I'm saying? You gave me, your man's got, it's the whole catalog.
That's the whole album, man.
Bro, whole album.
Y'all whole bounce back right there.
Boom.
Yeah.
Allergic to Failure. Now, I guarantee, check that hashtag on the Twitter, and my man's going to pull up. You know what I mean? So y'all make sure y'all check that out. My man got the whole,
Let me get a moment to talk.
Go ahead, bro.
Yo, we work hard for that. From the Fed case to everything back. You see the neck is looking heavily husky. But it took a lot to get that back. You know what I'm saying? A lot of tears. A lot of things is going on in the streets. So I hope y'all rock with the album. And I appreciate y'all for taking the time out to even view this right here with me and my man, Enigma Sapp. And we holding it down, man. 850.
Word. So y'all make sure, man, we're gonna give y'all a little sample, you know what I'm saying? Then we're gonna talk about what's on the project, you know what I'm saying, how I got together, whatever, and then close this thing on out. So what we got for y'all real quick, like,
you got all the fire, man.
You know what I mean? So I'm gonna get y'all with something y'all should be familiar with, and I'm gonna get y'all some new, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna drop that Forgive Me, you know what I mean, which is one of my favorite joints. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to hit you with that Zodiac, Aries. I can't say that wrong. Aries. Shout out to my mama. My mama Aries. You know what I mean? So I rock with y'all heavy. So, yeah. This is the Enigma Sapp Hour. You got time, baby. Boom, boom.
I pray to the Lord my soul he keep. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time, right? Before I lay me down to sleep. Pray to the Lord, my soul he keep. Yeah. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time, right? Lord, please have mercy on my soul. Yes. For the lives that we took, for the things that we stole, for the fabrication and lame is the lies that we told. See, I've been doing crime since I was 3 years old. Like clicking the letter B on Microsoft Word, we got bold. And like a nigga who sneezed, I got cold. I know at times my face seems iffy, but I ask that you forgive me. Have mercy on me. One more time. Before I lay me down to sleep. Oh God. I pray to the Lord my soul he keep. Yes. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time. Right. Before I lay me down to sleep. Oh God. I pray to the Lord my soul he keep. Yes. If I should die before I wake, forgive me, Lord, for my past mistakes. One more time. Right. Lord, please have mercy on my soul. For the lies of the dearly departed, the ones we discarded through the means of abortion, racketeering, extortion. Cause the nigga wanted a bigger portion. It's misfortune. So many laying in the coffin because of greed. But life will continue to move, and so shall we. Lord, cause we carry on. So the baton, the knowledge I continue to pass on. I can't dwell on the past, cause that's gone. Let's go.
I can't dwell in the past cause that's gone. And like Mel Gibson, I give you my passion. And I hope that you see, like a nigga with corrective surgery, what I give you on the mic is just a third of me gone. Before I lay me down to sleep, oh God, I pray to the Lord my soul he keep. Help me, if I should die before I wake, forgive me Lord for my past mistakes. One more time, please. Before I lay me down to sleep, oh God, I pray to the Lord my soul he keep. Yes, if I should die before I wake, forgive me Lord for my past mistakes. One more time, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. I know I be messing up. Yep. Yes, I'm trying, yes, man. I'm trying. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me.
Yo.
I just want you to love me. Want you to love me.
Real, man.
I just want you to love me. I just want you to love me.
Yo.
Yo. Ain't shine to bust a bus, but I'm about to run a conglomerate. Zodiac, Aries, birthstone, diamond, I'm dominant. Graduated fam, I ain't drop out like common sense. No diss to common sense, but had to state it. Reason being, y'all be lacking common sense. Mind state of a Kendrick, eliminate everybody I'm rhyming with. Money we out to get, synonymous like stop and quit. But with success, cause success is what we out to get. I just want you to love me. Yes. I just want you to love me.
You.
I just want you to love me.
Yeah. Boom, boom. Yeah, 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 yeah. We back. We back. This is Nick and Chef Hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here, my man Los Lauren in the building. You know what I mean? Los Lauren 718. Looking at the live, man. You see the jump drive. You know what I mean? You see the flavor.
We working.
Boom, y'all see what it is, allergic to failure. It ain't happening. So, yeah, the project out, you know what I'm saying? What can the people expect when they hear it, man?
Fire, you know what I'm saying?
Straight flame emoji.
Only thing you can see besides fire is the Lord coming himself.
Yo.
I'm telling you, that's the only thing. We covered everything on that project.
Yeah.
I think it cannot be beat. If somebody want to point out and put their money up, you know what I'm saying? Show me.
Right.
The only other person is the fly god, and he know who he is.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, the only other person, yo, and he know I come with that heat, because I just came from that way.
Yeah, speaking of, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You see them boys, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Griselia and the boys doing their thing. And really kind of bringing, you know what I'm saying, the city back, even though they from upstate. You know what I mean? So, like, what's your views in regards to
Fly this? God, the only thing you got on me is you got more jewelry than me, nigga. You got more jewelry than me. But you fly, nigga, man. I ain't gonna fake. You got more jewelry than me, but you trust me, I'm coming. Yeah. Not just on no hate shit, but just it's competition, like you said.
So, do it feel good for the state? You know,
yes, and I'm excited. For them boys, Benny, oh y'all know, come on, man. I'm excited for all that. And that's what we've been missing. I mean, it's not no beef or nothing like that. It's just good rap. Let us rap.
Right.
That's it. Let us rap.
Dope beats, dope rhymes.
Right. It's not about swag. No beef. It's let us rap.
Yeah.
And we going to get fly, and we going to make each other better. We going to make better records and better hits, and that's it.
Right.
And that's why I say on 718, huh?
Bronx, yeah. Boogie down Bronx. So, what? I mean, what you got planned? It's 2020. You know what I'm saying? Everybody with the corny clear vision.
But you gonna flame that Allergic to Failure album out?
Yeah.
You gotta already think. We already got the next album on the cuff.
Right.
You're working hard. One thing I just would like to see just. More collaborations. We're working on that now.
Yeah.
So it's dope, and just making the team stronger.
And what's good with the visuals? You know what I mean? Cause you usually good with the visuals, bro. You know what I mean?
Well, we gonna clown about that. If you had to look at it, almost the whole last album, we shot a video for every last joint. So we got 3 more videos to shoot.
Okay.
And the whole album will have nothing but every video shot. And I don't know if that many rappers that so-called unsigned that was able to do that.
No.
You know, or off their own paperwork.
the Bugs Bunny.
Off their own paperwork, you know what I'm saying? Just neighborhood stuff. So
yeah.
I've been blessed and I've been thanking people like ES helping me out here, and we've been doing what we need to do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, so before we get up out of here, bro, like, how can the people, you know what I'm saying, find you so they can get to that fire? You know what I mean?
Los Lawrence 718 on everything. And in fact, I don't know if they can see the new band. We got the new merch. You see?
Oh, my fat ass king.
What we got? Take that one. Hold on. Take that off my wrist.
Boom, boom.
Boom.
Boom. Y'all see it? Y'all see it?
We got the new merchandise out there. It showcases how exactly you can get to the album. But realistically, Spotify, whatever you want to get on, the album is out now. So yeah, we out here heavy.
So yeah, y'all make sure y'all do that, bro. You know what I mean? Again, my man got the card. This next level shit is 2020 shit. Y'all niggas need to get up on this, like, for real. Ain't nobody buying no CDs. What the fuck wrong with y'all?
Nah, no, there's no more CDs no more, man.
You know what I mean? Download this, put this in they joints, you know what I'm saying? And then they can listen to it bumping in their phones, MP3s, whatever. MP3s.
And in fact, we about to bump that afterwards. I want to get his honest opinion on every single track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everything you already brought me already, fight, so I already know. You know what I mean? I'm not even concerned.
Yeah, but you my brother though, so we got to go through it. I want to hear Wifey what she got to say. Cause that's what controlled the sales.
Yo, don't get twisted. Yo, Fee a head, bro. She a hip hop head. She be in here, especially the New York shit. You know what I'm saying? Mobb Deep, Method Man, all that shit. She be on that, bro.
Yeah, Wifey.
That's why she Wifey.
Wifey's controlled the sales. I've learned that in my young old age.
Word. Sorry, man. We finna get up out of here again. Shout out to my man Los, man, for coming through. You know what I mean? I appreciate you, bro. It's all love. Yo, before we get up out of here, man, y'all hold it down. Look, I know the world seems like it's tripping, you know what I mean? But, man, don't sweat that. Just keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all the bullshit. Fuck everything somebody try to throw at you to make it seem like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a distraction. Yeah, it's exactly. A distraction.
You focus on you. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on your positivity. And it's all going to work out for the greater good. You know what I mean? So that's a little Enigma Set wisdom for y'all trying to come up with something new. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, yo, got Yams, shout out to Big Ja, you know what I mean?
Shoot.
That's it, man. So this is the Enigma Set Hour. You got time, baby.